Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura here with you. And stay connected to the Cleveland Browns with the latest news, photos, videos, and more. Visit clevelandbrowns.com. Download our mobile app. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram.
Vic, I got to just jump in here real quick.
Jump.
I don't know who's in charge of this clevelandbrowns.com, but it is killing it this year. Just thought I'd put that out there. Not sure. I'm going to try to find out who's in charge of that.
You're a very kind man. It's a team effort. It's a team effort. We've got a lot of good people.
You certainly do.
And by the way, as we just sit in the studio, this just tells you the beauty of the Dog Bowl and the windows. Walking by is one Jim Brown. I mean, just kind of
arguably the greatest
by.
Football player to
just
ever
by
walk on this planet.
While we're on the show, doing the show. Another Hall of Famer. How's this for another segue? Another Hall of Famer. His name is Dave DiNatale, our Hall of Fame producer.
Wait, who, me?
That's you.
Dino!
Really?
You are, it's Jim Brown and you in the same sentence.
That's the first and only time that I'll ever be linked to Jim Brown. So I'll take it.
Anything to get the morale going in a good direction. Hey, do you got some tweets for us, buddy?
I do. Let's David Voorhees at DCV Browns fans. I think Chud was just waiting for Nathan Zagura at Nathan Zagura to come back. Didn't want him to miss the announcement.
You know, and I want to thank David for that, and I also want to thank Coach Chudzinski for that as well, because maybe, you know, he may have heard what I said when I was out in L.A., and I did preface it by saying I would not doubt anything this regime does, this coaching staff does, but I thought he was the starter, and I stuck with it, and now it's official. So I want to thank David for pointing that out, and thank Coach Chud as well for the timing of the announcement.
The power of Nathan. Also,
totally
from Iron Will at CMDR Java. Jermaine Cook will be heard from, the running back, if given the chance, and he's on the field. Watch him. Hashtag Young Buck.
Yeah, you know, not bad. What do you think? I mean, that's he's. I like the young. I like the youth thing. But I honestly would say that for a guy who didn't participate in camp, I mean, he was cut before camp began.
Sure.
And didn't get the opportunity. I thought he showed enough. You know, enough stuff to at least be, in terms of his movement, his explosiveness, his elusiveness, to merit at least this second look. But that's what this is. It's a second look. It would be a wonderful hometown story, the Middleburg Heights kid.
It certainly would be. Another guy who gets a lot of love on my Twitter feed is Miguel Masonette, that a lot of people certainly like
Long
him.
Island.
From Long Island, absolutely. And that he's somebody to keep an eye on. My question is, do you think Montario Hardesty, that this really kind of, the injury to Deion Lewis really kind of helps keep him in the door despite the fact that he really hasn't had a camp or a preseason, really?
I don't know. I'm not sure about that. I still think there would be some questions about the history of injuries and the extended history now, and the fact that it happens on, you know, on this current watch of the organization,
right.
That it started with his rookie year, and that's a common thread. I think you'd have to ask yourself a hard question in setting this roster. Is this guy reliable? You occupy a precious roster spot with a guy who can't stay healthy for you. You got problems.
I agree.
You know, it'd be a tough thing to do. Any more of tweets from your end? I've got some.
One more for you guys. From Ben Phelps.
Okay.
Whedon was a mistake, but he's the best option for the foreseeable future.
I see where he's coming from on that, because it didn't feel right at the end of last year, as right as it did when you looked at, you know, the strong arm, when you looked at the elements that allowed him to look so much better physically than what they had. But that might have said as much about Colt McCoy being on this team and not being a strong arm player and as effective a player at quarterback as you'd want. And he's not showing any great stuff really for the 49ers now as a backup. So you look at the story of Whedon, and I think the mistake might be more about the misfit of offense last year.
Agreed.
As much about that story as it was about Whedon. He still has plenty to prove. I'm not saying he has arrived in any major way, but I think it's significant that this group and this staff has not only shown the trust in him, and you know, your argument is what other choice did they have, but the way they structured it, bringing in an experienced Jason Campbell and having that guy as a backup of 71 career starts, to go along, though, with a guy who has the key is that he's grasping and showing that this offense fits him well, and we're seeing the proof of it on the field.
The proof is in the pudding, and he cannot be called a mistake until he fails in this offense, and I don't believe that he is going to do that, Brandon.
I don't think so
either. Off to a great start. It felt so good to be back here in the Dog Bowl alongside you, Notorious V.I.C., and I can't wait to get back at it tomorrow. Two more hours. The Hooligans coming up next here on ESPN 850 WKNR. For Vic Carucci, I am Nathan Zagura saying thank you for tuning in to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Here we go, Browns. Here we go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.